I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, last hour of the week. Let's attack this. Stafford, Rams, Bucks. It's Stafford Brady. And we all know last week Stafford won a playoff game. No one's trying to take that away from him. Now, I think Cookies went a little far. He was filling in for Rico. Rico was on vacation. And look, I just think when you throw 17 passes, it's very difficult for me to go, okay, well, that's it. Guy won a playoff game.
Four passes a quarter.
Right,
what it
Goulet.
Breaks down to.
I think this weekend is the line in the sand. And what I mean is, if Stafford goes out and wins this game, and again, I don't want to do the anecdotal stuff. What if it's 3-2? Can we just not do that? If he goes out and wins this game, don't the haters just have to be done? Like, no one's saying that he's perfect. But if you get to the NFC title game, the minute you leave Detroit, and beating Tom Brady was a piece of that, I'm pretty sure people like Rieger are just going to need to be quiet.
Right.
However, hold on. This is the fun. This is the jelly to the peanut butter. If he goes out, plays poorly, turns it over, and they lose to the Bucks, I kind of feel like people like Rieger have every right to rip his ass. Is it all on the line for Stafford Sunday? 248-539-9797. If you hate this take, talk to me. But I'm telling you, I know what I'm feeling inside. He plays well, we good. He plays poorly, sorry. Now, if he plays well and they lose, we're still cool.
See, that's what I mean. I think you need to see him do something to me that Jared Goff couldn't have done with the Rams. If you go out there and play like he did against Arizona, that wasn't his fault. Arizona just quit on the field. They won the game. He gets credit for the victory. I understand that, not taking it away. But it's still hard to grade him on that because he wasn't challenged. That thing was over from the very first play.
I know.
Now, if you go out against the Bucks, and to me, If it's not your fault that the team lost, like you went out there
cool. And
you threw for 350
yards. 24 of 33, 263, two touchdowns, no picks, but they lose 27-24. I will not say a negative word about him.
Right.
Not one.
Right.
But you know what I'm talking about. The 4 weeks leading up to the Arizona game, 8 turnovers.
Because it's
8.
It's even like when he was a Lion, and I think they played the Saints. And he actually had a good game. Drew Brees just had a great game.
You know what's funny about that game? The Saints never punted.
Yeah.
They had two drives end in fumbles, but they never punted.
So if it's a game like that, okay, fine. Yeah, he
right.
didn't win it.
But is it all
but
on the
flip,
line for him?
See, on the flip side, if you go out there and you throw two picks and you barely get 150 yards, but somehow or another,
you win.
You kick the game-winning field goal.
I'm not going to give him a ton of credit.
I can't give
can't
you
do it either.
No,
you know what I need? Like I said this when I was on with Sony.
I just need you to do something Jared Goff couldn't do.
How many games can you point to where you look at Tom Brady or you look at Drew Brees or Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, and you look at them and you go, "It is your fault that they lost." Handful at best, right?
Right.
With Stafford, I give you a handful this season.
Yeah.
That's what's got to stop if you want people like Rieger to stop. And I'm telling you, these are the games that it happens. He has to go out and play really well. And whatever happens beyond that, that's out of your control. I want to see it. But I really do believe that because the Arizona game went the way it went, he played well, but he was asked to do so very little.
Right.
That, yeah, now it is a road game. It is Tom Brady. You got to go win that game.
You do. And the fact that you did it against Brady would kind of solidify, okay, I'm a lot better than I was here in Detroit. Because that's really what it boils down to.
Yeah, it's about if, for our listeners, again.
Because I heard Jimmy saying, yeah, it's the Lions held him back. It's Stafford. Once he leaves the Lions, he's so much better. I was like,
tired of that. So tired.
He threw 17 passes. That's 4 a quarter, maybe 1 a drive.
You know, here's the other thing. There's a lot of bad playoff games. But when I tell you Arizona played worse than New England, what does that tell you? At least New England tried. They got pummeled by a superior team.
They played worse than Philly.
Arizona didn't show up. They didn't care. They looked lifeless.
Philly had more fight than Arizona.
By the way, I mean, we talked about this. I told you, this Jalen Hurts, eventually you got to pass the ball. That passing game is like Anchor Bay High School. Come on, man. And I like Jalen Hurts, but Jesus, Rico, what are you going to do?
Anchor Bay.
You're going to come out in a single wing
Shout
next year?
Shout out Juwan Jones.
Right. What are you going to do?
You probably got to get an offensive coordinator that's going to work with him. And
here's an idea.
Come up with
get a new quarterback. 248-539-9797.
They doubled down, and they said that he's their guy for next year. Mike, he's got skills and talent. He does need somebody to come in there and just kind of, I know what you're going to say, but kind of like Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson got better, okay?
Okay, I'll leave it alone.
Let's go ahead and
You
say
know
it.
I hate Lamar.
I know, you hate black quarterbacks.
They lost every game.
Oh, that is,
game.
Take that off the
They
board.
Lost every game without Lamar Jackson.
No, you they have didn't. To, Tyler Huntley was fabulous.
They lost every game with Tyler Huntley.
Tyler Huntley played well. It's not his fault. Their defense blows.
Okay.
Hold on. Is this a good Baltimore defense? No, it is not, David. It's terrible.
It's okay.
Okay. By their standards,
not
vomit.
Good. Correct.
Huntley their was standard. Not the reason they lost some of these games. Listen to me. I'm just making a point. You're not winning a Super Bowl with Lamar because when the playoffs happen and they don't get to be front runners, he can't win. That's the whole deal. Stafford got to be a front runner in that playoff win. You know how easy it is to win as a front runner? But when I need you to drop back in known passing situations and make it happen. Right. That's where you change your rap. That's where people look at you differently.
Well, because here's the thing. Let's say the game, if I told you the game is going to come down to one of these quarterbacks, Stafford or Brady, is going to get the ball back with 50 seconds and they're going to need to score a touchdown, you put your money and say, I'd rather have Brady, not Stafford. 50 seconds, you're down by 4.
As long as he plays well enough to get the game in that position, I'll give him all the credit in the world. But I'm telling you.
But how confident would you be if it's the Rams and Stafford who had to drive to score a touchdown? Not a field goal, a touchdown.
Probably more confident than you, but I get your point. It wouldn't be supreme confidence.
Because with Brady, this is one of those times where.
Put all 8 quarterbacks this weekend in that situation. How many more guys are you confident in above Stafford? 56 seconds to go, 1 timeout, got to get a touchdown.
I take Rodgers.
1.
I take Brady.
2.
I take Mahomes.
3.
I take Allen.
4.
I would take Burrow.
You know what?
I'm because of the connection with Chase, I just would take him.
5.
Yeah.
So if you're telling me you're 6th best on divisional weekend, you've kind of answered your own question here. That's not what the Rams traded for. It's got to be better than that.
No.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.